The course has been running. It used to be called the Pilots Course since 1997 as part of Sid Kerr, who started this.
Yeah.
Yep. In 2006 or 7, it joined with the dance school to become the Dance and Circus School, and that's when it became a bachelor's program. And one of the significant changes was the introduction of a research project. So to do research, so their examination is the research project. And then after the research project, they do the final number, so closing acts. The idea with closing acts is that it's our responsibility to make sure that they work when they leave. The research is our responsibility to give them sustainability and longevity, because they know how to think and make and understand what methodology is and documentation and innovation. The second important shift was in 2014, when the government said, if you can group together with other artistic schools, we will give you a significant amount of money to develop artistic research, so you would create like a umbrella university for various schools. And this umbrella is not just administrative, it's like a research center. So the master's courses can meet here, all our PhD students meet here in this milieu of research, and all the professors and teachers who do their own research, we can meet here. So the schools who accepted were Dance and Circus, Opera, and the Theatre School. The Theatre School is theatre, mime, stage production, hair makeup, lighting design, dramaturgy, film and media, radio. It's huge. The schools that did not accept were the two art schools, visual art schools, and the Royal Music College. But they, at any point, could join. They were invited, but they said, no thanks, we want to keep. So, since 2014, and we're getting there slowly, to be a university of various different arts. So I'm going to move on to the master's course. We had a master's course in new performative practices, which invited any art form, any performance art form, to join. So we had circus students come to that program. The emphasis on that program seemed choreographic. So the choreographic discourse that has been developing for quite some time. And the circus artists felt a little alienated, yeah, mm-hmm. from that discourse, because it is very developed. So Walter decided that we needed a master's course. So he placed me as a kind of spy, double agent, in that course to teach and understand how it was constructed. And it's a very good course, but it wasn't specific to the needs of the kind of people and the kind of training and kind of life that a circus person, artist has, the kind of where they find themselves and who they are talking to. So we felt we needed to do something that was very specific towards the profile, right, of a circus artist. And so we have this master's course now. We are now in the second edition. Those of you who are staying will see some presentations. So for us, there were two ways of designing a master's. One is to really go with the idea of mastering something. That's one. That would mean being better at the very practical aspects, technical aspects, staging, dramaturgy, all those things that we're going to see. We decided, though, to make it more research preparatory, so to prepare the student for research on a PhD, and the PhDs that we have here are not in the humanities or performing arts, theatre studies. The research here is artistic research. It's its own thing, which means that your exposition at the end, your thesis, does not have to be in a text. Your thesis can be a performance, an object, something to be discussed, something to be defended. So this master's course is, it's research based. So I don't know if you know the term in English, expanded choreography, or expanded sculpture. So when a field of artistic activity expands beyond what we think it should do, right? So choreography is happening right now. Power and time, bodies, relationships. This is a notion of expanded choreography, and I could choose as a choreographer to shift this very classical, hierarchical school authority. You know? So we are kind of on the course thinking about how circus could become an expanded practice in the world. And I hope that there will be other masters being developed soon that have a completely different profile. So people know, actually, Doc, UniArts has a very specific profile. Circa Media Bristol has a different profile. Toulouse has a very different profile, just the same way as our circus schools in FedEx have different programs, and people go to different ones for different things. And I know at Doc we have a kind of reputation for something that's maybe a little mythical. I don't know, understand the magic Nordic sprinkle glitter. I will give an example of an expanded practice. So we have a cire wheel, and a student comes and he has created a spiral, Benoît Fauchier. In his third term, he creates a piece of furniture out of this spiral. So he creates a spiral chair where you sit on the chair, and when you stand up, the chair goes dunk, 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 and lands somewhere else, so you can have a meeting with someone else. And then a table that does the same. So his expanded practice was in furniture design. Okay, is it a joke? The idea for us is that a student must really understand the basic principles of their practice. And performance is an end result of those principles. So how can we get rid of theatre, performance, dancing, all those notions, and come to like, what do you do? What do you actually do? What action are you provoking? What thesis are you discussing when you climb a rope? What are you discussing? And when they find that, then they come to objects like this. And that is an expanded practice. Questions? I think that's... I mean, I could say that the one thing about the department as a whole, which is becoming very special, is the interaction between BA, MA, and professionals coming from the outside to do short courses. So it's a very rich environment. In the first year of the BA, BA, master's, PhD, professor. This is me saying to the bachelor's course that this is also a viable career to go for, since being a professor means you have 40% of your time to do your own research.
Okay.
So I have a funded position as an artist for my contract. It's kind of a crazy good job.
just to be clear, do they have links between the BA to the master? Is it a logical process or not?
We would expect a BA student to go out into the world and work with the tools they've been given from the BA, and then come back.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. I think for this particular MA, the profile of person we're looking at is someone not who wants to get better and better at the thing that they already do, but to expand and diversify an ecology of practices.
If I may, it would be very unusual to accept a student straight that was leaving
from the BA
into a master's.
Okay.
So that would be very, very unusual.
But it's possible for a student who have been never here
to do
the master. It's not a problem. Okay.
No,
it's completely open.
It's open. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a certain amount. There is a certain amount, I think, of professional experience required.
Okay.
Because you need to know the field before you change the field.
Yeah.
So you have to have gone out there and got irritated by the lack of it, whatever, to go, I need to figure this out. I'm going to go and do that strange master's course at the arts where I can build furniture. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So the first year bachelors see the graduation master's research projects. And then in the third year, they see the first showing of the masters. So they are linked. And last year, some masters projects were involved in the BA ensemble show. So we're developing now how to collaborate, find where it's right for everybody. Our PhD, we have one PhD student right now, Marie-Andrée Robitaille, who is at some point going to collaborate, both here and here. And then my research is very much slowly infiltrates here. So I create an art piece which takes twice as long as normal because I have to monitor my methods as I am creating, so that those methods, not the content, but those methods can then be brought back into the BA and the MA. And those create, and that's how the kind of the research education here keeps on moving. But it takes maybe two or three times as long for me to make a piece. Maybe 2 years to finalize a piece and understand what's going on rather than 3 months, make a piece.
About this expanded methodology or spirit, how does an enterprise or business of Stockholm look at this expanded methodology?
Who? How does Stockholm?
Of Stockholm or Swedish business or enterprise?
Oh, I see.
Because you were talking about design, and, for example.
Mm-hmm. We are aiming towards, we don't have to get there, at trying to develop a transdisciplinary thinking.
Yeah.
Not interdisciplinary, working with opera, working with film. Those are still art forms. So I would say that's still interdisciplinary. Trans is really jumping out of your field into, I don't know, psychology, politics, furniture. When we place students with an architecture firm or a crisis management firm or an urban design firm, we thought, our students are going to get so much kind of inspiration, and it's the other way around. The urban designers are going, why didn't I think of that? That's so inventive, I didn't think one could move. Or how does an interior architect think of the body and the potential of a space? Because you know, a circus artist walks into a space or picks up a pen, the first thing they're going to do with it is unusual. So we found it to be the reverse. This certainly needs to be trademarked. He needs to fix a copyright on this. One other student created a public sculpture made of recycled material as a kind of aerial circus playground for whoever was going to encounter it. So things like that. And now she creates aerial equipment for physically disabled performers.
Where are your links or common organization or participation or partnership in inside? You spoke when you began about the Umbrella University. Mm-hmm. Where do you build the links with our courses, or you understand what I mean, with the other disciplines?
It's taken a long time. I think next term now, all the master's courses, when they begin, will share a methodology course. Because when we talk about research, you're a classical musician, I'm a circus artist, you're a potter, you know, you do clay. In terms of research, we should all be speaking the same language, but with different content, right? And different methods, but we all understand the same. So we're trying to develop, so theater, opera, dance, choreography, circus, we share a methodology course. We have started a collaboration with opera. We've had collaborations before with costume design and maybe light. They're not easy. Different programs start at different times, different levels. I should imagine that slowly the university will try and get in sync. I imagine, right, that to make it really function, it will get in sync. And maybe that also is to do with how the four different buildings move to one campus at some point. I mean, that is in process now. And then we are on the master's course, we are trying to find more partners and collaborators in Stockholm for the master's course to be, to place students in various things and develop a relationship. So we have developed a relationship with the design school, Konstfack, which has visual arts and design, architecture, industrial design, product design.
Does sometimes students create something together?
Yeah, not often. This time, four students decided to book a studio for 4 weeks and just spend 4 weeks. So you would do your practice through my methodology.
Okay.
Or I would experience your practice through my practice. And that, for me, was a wonderful 4 weeks of discussion and creation and openness and hybrid practices. And I said, you've passed. You don't need to do a graduation. Mm-hmm. But they said, well, where's the thing? Ah, the thing is the process. The thing is the methodology that you've created is amazing. But obviously they want to make a thing. It's like, okay, make a thing, it's fine. But so I think now I need to discuss with them how I can formalize that and almost force students to do that process at some point in the 2 years. Because for me, a process is so much more generative and productive than a thing, than a show. And I'm super proud of them for that thinking they have.
Are you in a situation of complete autonomy from the former university, you understand what I mean, or not? Do you have, during your curriculum, interventions of the former university?
Okay. No, the intervention, so we have the government guidelines, the learning outcomes, right, for a master's in artistic practice or whatever. That is the guiding document.
Okay.
So we have complete autonomy
to do whatever.
So long as we go, really, this outcome number three, are we delivering this outcome? Does this do it? And also, depending on who is in the room, that content will change. So long as we deliver what the government says, defines as the learning outcomes, then I personally, don't know about anybody else, have complete autonomy. And so far, it's been okay. I will say one thing about when I said about depending who's in the room, is that this time I made the course super flexible. So I didn't spend my money at the beginning of the year. I didn't book the teachers. In collaboration with the students, would go, right, where are we now? Is it a choreographer we need? Is it a visual artist that we need? Do we need process facilitation? What are we interested in as a group? Again, always heading towards those learning. Is it new materialisms? How are we on our feminism? Are we back there? Do we need catching up? Continental philosophy. We need this. We decide, okay, I'll make sure that happens in 3 weeks. And so that they feel that they have not authority, but they have a say. They have a stake in the education and the creation of their own education. Because they're master students. They're already adults. So that was an interesting new thing. It was double the work, but I think worth it.
And about evaluation?
Mm-hmm. Of the course, yeah. From the student, both. There's an evaluation from the student, that's very important. And then from then, that evaluation goes to Walter, who is the head of the whole department. And then it comes back to me, and then I put their advice into action. With this course, we kind of evaluate as we go. It's not, and it's never really to do with content. It's more to do with structure. Did you understand how this worked? Were you confused? Would you rather it like this, or would you like moments like this? Again, because they're master students, and they have to put their careers on hold while they come here. So we have to negotiate. We have to negotiate that as well. I need to go. Yeah. Thank you so much for your attention. And if you come tomorrow, grab me and we can continue talking.
Some of them will be there tomorrow.
Yeah, super. Have a great whatever.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.